show. What up, boy?
Man, happy to be here, man. I've been busy since the last time we talked, right?
I know, dog. You always doing something, man. You always in some controversy. You keep stuff going on, man. What's happening, man?
I don't know, man. These people, they attack me randomly.
Come out the street.
I'm trying to have breakfast. They hit me over my head.
Hey, Fitty, we be coming in here, especially Haircrack, man. We be watching your videos, man, all this crazy stuff you be doing, dude. You be tripping me out, man. You need to stop, dog.
Yeah, I've been having a good time with it because, you know, it starts to feel like even from my perspective, it feels like it's not positive. It's not good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just too much competition from my, like people competing for an actual space that... I'm not even sure if it exists anymore. Like, cause what I fell in love with initially in hip-hop ain't even here anymore.
Right. Hey, man, I'm a huge fan, first of all, in the club, my favorite song, but my favorite 50 Cent line, I love you like a fat kid love cake. Man, you had white people saying that at the water cooler, love you like a fat kid loves cake.
You know what's interesting about the line, too? Like, when I wrote 21 Questions, I was overthinking the record, but it came across properly. Like, every time I said that line, I love you like a fat kid love cake, people smiled at me. And I meant I love you, but too much of you is no good for me.
Right, right. Hey, hold on, Haircrack.
Now, you've been dropping a lot of serious joints. I mean, because, like, you've been putting music on your mixtapes, you know, on this50.com that is better than a lot of singles that people drop for the actual albums. What's actually going to make the cut on Before I Self-Destruct? Will 187 be on there? Will, what's my joint? My joint, Baby by Me, is that going to be on the album as well? Hello?
Baby.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Crack.
You know, I think it might not be feeding to the phone.
Yeah, someone is like...
Yeah, he was asking that. He was saying that a lot of the joints that you put on your mixtapes are kind of fatter than the ones that you actually put on your album.
Well, I mean, it depends. For him, he might is representation of my core audience, and that's why I make that music.
Oh, my God.
To put it out there. It speaks directly to the aggression necessary to survive in the environment. And I do like the harsh realities, but I got to make the record that you can actually put on your show.
Hey, Fitty, all right, check this out. You know I'm finna ask you, man. Are you engaged to our little sister, Sierra?
Nah, man, I ain't engaged.
You ain't get engaged?
you know, that was the longest one, the longest ongoing thing that they said that I haven't... That there's no confirmation to or none of that. But
are y'all still together?
Nah, you said still like the was.
Right, because, dog, y'all be everywhere riding around Atlanta, dog. Y'all be kicking it, man. I'm like, they must be engaged.
Do you think y'all will ever get married?
Why you keep saying that like that?
I'm just curious. I think it's beautiful.
I'm telling you, man.
That would be a surprise.
Wow, man. I hope y'all stay together, man, because I know Sierra, man, she is really, really sweet. And, you know, go and do that, dog.
She's ain't nothing.
Hey, 50. hey, 50.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing out here, dog. Go ahead, man. She a good girl, and she from the South, too. Ain't nothing. Hey, 50. 50, you know you've been on the road a long time. You know it ain't nothing out here on this road, man. I'm telling you. You know I'm a comic. I know ain't nothing out here, 50.
How often you be out playing?
Dog.
No, I just, where you be at, baby?
No, you know I travel all over. You know I do shows every weekend, dog. You got to come check me out. But dog,
I gotta see what's in the audience. So you tell me ain't nothing there.
And I'm just saying it ain't nothing out here on this road. I'm saying you got a good girl, man. Go ahead, take it on in, dog.
He talking about to settle down with to make wifey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, go ahead and settle down. You know, go on and have some kids.
If y'all haven't already done that. You like that, don't you? You like how I slid that in there? If y'all haven't already done it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can't make me love you, baby.
Damn!
You can't force me.
No. Hey.
Okay, so what's your? I know you are. I mean, you know everything about hip hop, and you even said a second ago that what you fell in love with in the beginning has changed. So,
yeah.
What is your opinion of the whole Kanye West thing jumping on stage?
I think he just made a mistake. I've been asked that question so often because we had a competition as a part of the marketing of my last album.
Right.
And it's just a mistake. And I think in some ways that the actual the award shows helped him
right
regress to that point, because they allowed him to jump up and scream and holler until it gave him more trophies.
Hey, before that, what do you think about Lil Mama jumping on the stage? Everybody jumping off the stage.
I think Jay-Z's responsible for that.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's a lot more approachable.
Right.
And, you know, people are safe, so they felt like they could just do that to him.
Right. Nope. Hey, so let me ask you this. You know, President of the United States, Barack Obama, won the Nobel Peace Prize. Man, so how do you feel about that?
That's a great accomplishment. I think Obama he's more than a president, man. He provides hope.
Absolutely. Man, do you think he should be a lot tougher, man, and fight the Republicans back? Because, you know, they undermine him and treat him pretty bad, and they have been very disrespectful.
Yeah, but we're in a tough space. So I think his approach is the right approach, by being humble and just continuing to be positive and allow himself to be an example of, you know, how we should conduct ourselves. Because if he's aggressive, like, I can do that. I can just be aggressive
right.
until people are tired of seeing it, because people misinterpret my actions.
Right. So,
president, if he does that, right. then what?
All right, everybody that's waking up, man, we got 50 Cent on the phone, man. 50 Cent on the phone. Hey, so are you going to be at the BET Hip Hop Awards?
No, I'm going to miss that, because that's ghetto.
He said ghetto.
And I love your new joint, Have a Baby by Me.
My new song?
Yes.
Have a baby. Thank you. For all the dudes that fall asleep and begin their back scratch, they fall asleep, have a baby for me. So what inspired this song?
I went to the studio in L.A., and Polo had already sampled his favorite line off of I Get Money into the actual record. It was interesting because in hip-hop, we sample music a lot as traditional, but it's not traditional for us to sample our own lyrics.
Right.
You know, so it just felt like it was something new. And then when I wrote something that was a little more sexual, there was the option to write love on a record, but that was kind of reserved for LL Cool J.
That is. Hey, man. Hey, 50, man. Thank you so much, man. 50, call us anytime, man. For real, man.
I will.
For real.
And if you stop... Huh?
I was going to say, hold on 1 second. We want to find out where y'all are registered so we can send y'all a really nice gift, okay? y'all give it up one time for 50.
Hey, 50, sorry you slid that in on you right now. we definitely want to have you on the show, man, because about it, we just picked up two huge new markets.
Don't
man.
Do this.
Dude, I'm talking about, man, we got Rome and Valdosta. Syndication One is another. We got
Please
Valdosta and Rome.
Hey, 50.
Rome, Georgia, coming up next. Hey, y'all give it up one time. That's an inside joke, yeah. Audience.
That's what it is.
hey, love you, 50, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right,
my man. Tell Sierra I said bye. Boy, y'all crazy, man. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, man. Chicken and waffle mix coming up next. Rick and Smiley Morning Show. And we going to do the tea. Don't get mad. We going to do the tea. We got to do the chicken and waffle mix next. Dr. Phil on the one and two. Rick and Smiley Morning Show.